Today's Shir Mishnah Buriyomi is Daf Kuf Chof Dalet Omid Beis. And we begin a brand new Simon today, which will conclude Simon Sadi Aleph, which begins at the very bottom of Kuf Chof Dalet Omid Aleph. This is a very important Simon. It tells us the proper way that we're supposed to dress during davening. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Hoyso Talis Chagura Al Mosnov, L'chasosu Mi Mosnov L'mata. The person is wearing some sort of a belt around himself, some garment that is really covering up the lower part of his body from his waist and downwards. Also L'spalel Achi Chaslibo. One should not ideally daven unless the top part of his body is covered up as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes, The Tzorchu Liros Esatzmo Kilo Omid L'fnei HaMelech U'medabri Be'ema. Because the person should envision himself when he's davening as if he's standing in front of the king, which of course he is, and he should daven with great trepidation and awe. Dirsha footnote number one brings down in the Bir Halacha later on that he writes, L'chadchila tzoro shiyah mechusa gam chelko elyon shagufa. That L'chadchila, this is telling us that one should have his upper part of his body covered as well. One shouldn't daven without a shirt on, even if his libo is not seeing his erva. There is some sort of a blockage, so to say. He's wearing a pants or something like that. Nevertheless, it's improper. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Shiyachas libo v'hu adin, Kol Gufo, and ideally his entire body should be covered up. And Dirsha footnote number two brings down that therefore, if one is wearing shorts, b'mnechasayim kitzorim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shiroi shelo yispal kach. It's improper that one should have this part of his body uncovered as well. And this is certainly true if you're the chazan b'di'evit. If one is davening b'yichidus or even as part of the minyan, but not as the chazan, it would be acceptable b'di'evit. But certainly l'chadchila, a person shouldn't be wearing shorts while he's davening. Likewise, Dirsha footnote number two brings down in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Yaskul Abdi that a person who's wearing a short-sleeved shirt and his arms are totally uncovered, so that's also not proper l'chatchila. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch later on, Shebigdo Karua. However, if you have a torn shirt and you're a poor person, that would be acceptable because that's the only garment that you have. But l'chatchila, a person shouldn't daven with his arms revealed like that. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im lo kisos libo, if a person didn't cover up the top part of his body, o shenanas, or for whatever extenuating circumstances, ein lo b'me yitzkasi, he has nothing to wear, somebody stole his shirt, and it's the time to daven, so hold the chitzer of us, so v'ispalel yotza. Since the bottom line is, his erva was covered up, his libo did not see his erva, so he would be yotze b'di'evit. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Salomar, afilu lo yomi mosav v'lemal arum, even if he's totally naked from the waist and up, that would still be acceptable b'di'evit yotza. The Bir Halacha adds on over here, in the Dibur HaMaskul Yotza, look in the Rambam, and the Rambam is Messiahim l'chadchila lo yase, you shouldn't do this certainly l'chadchila. Then the Chofetz Chaim adds, V'nir Ali, the Hishmi Anu L'mi Shenenas V'ein Lo B'melechasos, that what the Rambam is talking about is somebody who is under extenuating circumstances has nothing to wear. Because L'chadchila Mutav Shlo Yisbal Klal, ideally a person shouldn't daven this way at all. However, he brings down the Maimon Mordechai, and this we can see in Dirshu footnote number 4, Shebe'ein lo b'meles kasos, the person doesn't have anything to wear, and he would miss out this zman tefillah, so the Maimon Mordechai says, you shouldn't daven at all then, and make it up in the next minyan. He brings down from Rav Yashiv, shelo hisbar b'Maimon Mordechai, im lo yispalo gam be'ofen shelo yeh lo begit gam b'zman tefillah smucha. What happens if the guy doesn't have a shirt, and he's not davening mincha now, but he's not going to have a shirt by Maariv either, so there's no tashlumim then for that tefillah mincha, because you can't daven Maariv either, and there'll be no tashlumin then at all, so he doesn't explain what you should do in that situation. Certainly from the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, however, it would appear that a person should daven in that situation, albeit b'di'evet, certainly not l'chatchila. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Sorich lezor ezor b'shas ha'tfila. A person should wear some sort of a gartel, a belt, when he's davening Shmona Esrei. Afilu yesh lo avnate she'en libo ro'es erva. And this is true, even if he has some sort of an avnate, we'll see that this avnate in Sif Katan Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Rotz lomar avnate shu mechnesayim, he has some sort of a pants on. Dirsha footnote number 6 actually brings down that the Lashon of Avnit here doesn't mean a belt, it means the Michnasayim, the pants themselves. Shekein b'Lashon Chachamim l'fomim korin l'michnasayim Avnit. So this seems to be talking about the waist of the pants. Mishnah Berurah continues that this Michnasayim over here, this Avnit, Hamavsik ben libo l'erva, which separates your upper part of your body, your heart, from the lower part of the body, the erva. So he says, Tzarech lezor ezer b'shas ha'tfila. You still should wear some sort of a belt b'shas ha'tfila. And this is true, even though the pants have a waist to them, she'en libo ro'es erva, and it prevents the libo from seeing the erva. Why is this? So the Mechaber says, Mishum hikom, because of the famous pasuk. This is found in Amos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yabez, Hikon Likras, Elokecha Yisrael. One should prepare himself before he greets HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore one should prepare properly for the davening, and one of the ways to do so is by wearing a belt, a gartel. Mechaber says this is true for Shmon Esrei. Avol Shav Brachos Mutar Levarach Below Chagora. But for all the other things, Shkriya Shema or other brachos, one doesn't need to wear gato. Me'achar Sheyesh Lo Mechnasayim, because as long as he's wearing pants, that's not necessary. Then the Rama adds Hagor Ve'ein Libo Roa Eserva, because in these situations there is no problem of Libo Roa Eserva because he's wearing pants. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, "V'di'evad in mispala b'loeza yotza. If one does not wear a gartel, he is yotze." V'yesh omer mo. Furthermore, the davka mishu ragil kol hayom b'chagora. Only somebody who wears such a gartel all day long is required to wear a gartel during davening. Aval mishu olech kol hayom b'lo chagora. But if you're not wearing a belt all day long, so again, gam mishas tvila ain't sorech lagra. Then certainly one doesn't have to wear one during davening as well. However, he says, "Umiu midas chasidus af b'chiyai gavna." Nevertheless, even if you don't wear it all day long, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, based upon the Magen Giborim, that one should wear a gartel during the davening, even if he doesn't wear one all day long. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, nowadays, Mashi Rabim Einam no Hagim Bezet. Nowadays, many people don't wear a gartel. Good God-fearing Jews don't necessarily wear a gartel. So he brings down from the Stipler Gon Zatzal, as well as Shola Zalman Zatzal, Shadavko Bizbanem, only in their days, Hoya Bakach Mishun Midas Chasidus. In those days, righteous people would do this. However, Kivon Shekiratsu Alech Slam Komus Chashuvim, Alanosh Chashuvim, Hoya Chagurim Ezor Shoyom Mashla Mesabegi, because in those days, if you went to see somebody important, you would always wear a gartel. Nowadays, however, that's not the custom, and therefore, we don't have to wear a gartel nowadays. I once heard also Rav Shechter Shlita to say that our underwear that we wear also functions, the elastic on the underwear is a perfect gartel, and this really fulfills the concept of hikon as well. Sivkot Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, brings down the Zohar from Parshas of Eschanon, Umad the Koim Bitzlosa, Boilachasu Yereshe Veinoi. If a person's in the middle of Shmon Esrei, should cover up his eyes and his head, begin the Lo Yistaka B'Shchinta, in order that he not look at the Shchina, which is in front of him. V'hainu B'Tal Shemitzah, this means to cover up with the talus, putting it over you. V'cheinu Agim Kayom L'Chasas Rosh Adinayim, and therefore many people have the custom that they wear the talus over the head when they say Shmon Esrei, B'Talus Mitzvah B'Shas Tefillah Yudches, and they wear this during the Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Monde pakech eino bishas losi." And if somebody keeps his eyes open during the Shmon Esrei, "Makdim alei malach hamavis." It's a very arrogant position, and therefore the malach hamavis will rachmonu litzlan take that person. But then he brings down, looking siman tzadihei, in the Mishnah Berurah sivkot and hay over there, where the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim writes that if a person needs to look in a sitter, of course during davening, that's not a problem at all if his eyes are open looking inside a sitter. Siman tzadihei. We'll talk more about this. We'll wait till we get there. Sivkot and zayin. In the other brachos, you don't have to wear a gartel. Ruadin kriyashma, likewise for kriyashma, the lo shayach hikon lekras alokecha kim sha'omid lifnei hamelech. The only time that hikon comes into play is when you're standing in front of the king, and that's really for Shmon Esrei, because Shema and the brachos, that's not called standing in front of the king. The issue footnote number 9 brings down a diuk the Aruch HaShulchan makes. He says that there's two types of hikon. There's the hikon that we do putting on a gartel, that's only shayach for the Shmona Esrei. And the hikon that we wash our hands or do other types of preparatory activities, that is applicable for all the brachos. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Michnasayim, Huadin in Begod of Menachem Devukim Mamash al Abetin. If you're wearing tight fitting garment around yourself, that's also considered Mafsikim Ben Libol Erva, that also is acceptable. Sif Gimel. Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim Sh'osol Otsiyas Skor Mipiv Barosh Megula. A person is not allowed to say Hashem's name when his head is uncovered. V'yesh Omrim Sh'esh Limcho Sh'loli Konis Beres HaKnesses Megila Erosh. One should even be careful not to walk into a shul with his head uncovered. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess writes, look in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, look in the Bir Hetev. And the Bir Hetev brings down that we also have the din, Sh'lo Yelech Dalet Amos Begila Erosh. That which a person shouldn't walk for Amos without his head being covered, that's a Midas Chasidus. Here we're bringing down a real din that a person should not say the name of Hashem or even go into a shul with his head uncovered. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha also brings down that we've already learned as well that the Taz says nowadays it's the minhag, certainly amongst Ashkenaz and B'chol Mokom, Afilu Pochus Midalet Amos, we don't walk at all with our heads uncovered, we always wear a yarmulke on top of our heads. The issue footnote number 10 brings down a very interesting halacha. If you're allowed to hear a bracha without wearing a yarmulke on your head, that's really improper because of the concept of shomea ka'oneh. What happens if somebody didn't realize he davened without having a yarmulke on his head? So this is a famous machlokas between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv on one side who say that b'di'evet it's acceptable, so too the Shelos Tshuvas Orlet Zion says this. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if one did forget, one should actually repeat the davening because he says by the goyim in their churches, this is the way they're makbid to be davening there in their churches without a cap on their head or a covering on the head. Therefore, it's considered a to'eva for us to daven in that way. However, he says if it was a total onus that you didn't daven with a cap on your head, with a yarmulke on your head, so nishal adina b'tzorachi, and he doesn't come to the conclusion should a person repeat the davening. What about saying Shalom Aleichem? If somebody's not wearing a yarmulke and he's going to answer back Aleichem Shalom, which is Hashem's name. So Rav Moshe and the Igros Moshe also brings down, since most people don't really mean it, it's Hashem's name. If the person is going to be accepted, you don't greet him properly, so then you'd be allowed to. However, the Stechemet says that in this situation, you should only do this B'tzorach Gadol. If you can get away with just saying, how you doing, Ma Shlomech, that would be much better. And Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that one could be Mekel over here, because the person clearly doesn't mean Hashem's name when he responds back to you. Saying Hashem's name in English, God, without your head covered. So the Pesach Hadvir writes that it's Osir. However, Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, brings down, Ein lahachmir b'kach kishiyev shor bofen acher. If you have no alternative, you could say the name God in English without your head being covered. Siv Dalet, Kovoyim, which the Ramah says means a kepel of belaz, some sort of a head covering. Hakluyim mikash, if it's made out of straw, chashiv akisu, that is considered a valid head covering. However, avol hanochas yad al rosh, but if you're just putting your hand on top of your own head, lo chashiv akisu, that's not considered covering up your head. However, the imacher miniach yodo al rosh shoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshosho The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yod that your own hand on top of your own head, harosh ve'yad, chad gufin, and it's one body. Ve'en ha'kuf yochol l'chasas asman, you can't cover yourself up. However, it brings down the bach, miyu no'agin l'ham shecha beis yad, shalabegin al ha'yad, u'machasa boroshu. You can use the sleeve on your arm, that you can cover up your head, v'shapir choshev kisui, that would be considered a proper covering. In Dershu footnote number 12, we brought down that we've learned earlier, b'shasat chak, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night and you're very thirsty and you don't have a yarmulke right over there, so then one could possibly make it by putting his hand over his head under these extenuating circumstances. But even there, if you have a pajama, if you have something you can put on your head, that would be much better. Siv Hey, the Mechaber writes, Lo yamo b'apundoso, a person shouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei with his apundoso on. What's that? Who a Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yadalef writes, who ezo cholul shemesimim bomos, it's some sort of a hollowed out money belt that a person wears around himself. Why shouldn't he wear this when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei? Veno derech kovud lamo kein lefnei Hashem yisbarach, because it's improper to wear this money belt when you're davening in front of Hashem. Lachain, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, enochol espalo b'kapotin, a person should not wear something called a kapotin, which is a house coat. Chaluk bayis, ubeger tachton, or an undergarment, or bishlof rock, which the Targum explains is something called the chaluk shein, or something like a pajama. This is brought down in the Chayodim that it's improper to ideally daven in this fashion. The issue footnote number 13 brings down if somebody is sick, so then it would be acceptable according to Shlomo Zalman. However, you should try to wear some sort of a house coat over your pajamas in that situation. Likewise, the Mechaber says you shouldn't daven v'lo b'rosh magula, v'lo b'raglayim magula. You shouldn't daven with your head uncovered or with your legs uncovered. And this is so im derech anshei hamakom shol yamdu lifnei hagedolim el b'vatei raglayim. And this is so if people would not stand in front of important people in their socks. The issue footnote number 14 explains that before we were talking about the person shouldn't daven with their head uncovered. They were talking there about saying Hashem's name or even walking into the shul. As opposed to over here in this sif, rotzel l'spalo kach osu l'chol adeos, to daven intentionally with this, that certainly is not permitted to daven with your head uncovered. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis writes, u'bizmanenu nowadays tzorech l'hosim beis ha'tfila, Kova Barosho Kidero Sholech Barachov, that one should wear nowadays when one davens a hat on their head, just like they would wear while they're walking on the street. The Lobakova Kotin Shatakas a Kova, and not with a yarmulke that you wear underneath the hat. Kein Derech Lamod Kein Lifnei Anoshim Chashuvim, because wearing just a yarmulke is not the way that they would dress in those days, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, without their head being covered with a hat, not just with a yarmulke. And certainly, he says, V'chol Shekein Shloth Mitz, certainly one shouldn't walk around with some sort of pajama in daven. Likewise, one shouldn't wear socks that are made out of pishdan, out of flax, linen, by themselves. Because the gnayu lamod kein lifnei gadolim, because it was improper in those days to daven or stand that way in front of a gadol, so you don't daven that way in front of Hashem. To wear an open sandal where your heel is uncovered, that was also improper in those days. Likewise, one shouldn't wear in the davening something called a glove, a henshech. Like a passerby on the road would be wearing. The Korani Alem, and about such people, the Mishnah Berurah says, Altavioni Regal Gaiva Vyad Rishoyim Altanideni. Brings us down the name of the Bach, that this is very improper, very arrogant for a person to daven in this way. The issue footnote number 18, however, brings down, it's not talking about where you're wearing some sort of a glove because of the cold. That is permissible. This is some sort of a glove or a fancy type of a hand covering that people wear for kavod and not to protect themselves from the cold. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Mechay Adam Dileel Mashma Dafilu B'Vate Shokayim Shotzem Elavad Gam Ken Einochon." Even to wear woolen type of socks that alone without shoes is improper. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Va'Kol Toli Lefin Minaga Makomos." The proper dress for davening is dependent upon what is considered appropriate clothing for that area that you live in. And he brings down as well, "Haramam Tikein Shaloli Kones Lebesa Knesset B'Molam Arukim." One shouldn't wear boots Hainu shtvil, which is boots, magofim, inside a shul. However, he says, v'im derech hamokom lamol kapif v'yegdolim mutter. He brings down from the Prima Gadim that, again, if this was normal dress, people in snow-driven areas, they're always wearing boots, so then certainly it would be proper to daven this. If you normally walk around in front of great people with such boots on, it's not considered a lack of respect for them, so it's acceptable here too. The bottom line is there are certain objective and there are subjective standards in terms of the proper way to dress. One should look at the community standard, what is normally considered the proper way to dress in front of important people, and certainly that should be a minimal standard that one should use for davening as well. Disha foot number 16 brings down, similarly, does one have to wear a jacket? So he brings down to the Kaf HaChaim that certainly that should be proper dress to daven, Shatzarach Lobosh, because that was the proper way that people would normally dress in front of Chosh of a people. And he actually has a whole discussion. What happens if a person doesn't have a jacket on? Is it even better not to daven in such a situation and make up the tefillah later on? Shlomo Zalman says that one should do this only if it won't mean giving up tefillah b'tzibur, but it's better to daven without a jacket if it means that you'll miss tefillah b'tzibur. However, he brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that it is better actually to miss davening in that situation than to daven without a hat and a jacket. Wearing a jacket slung over your shoulders, so the Chazon Ish says that that would be acceptable, even not if it's very hot, if this is the proper way that one would wear this while they were also speaking to a great individual. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Shein Roy L'Spala B'Kach, that's not a proper way, it's not covered. Kivin Sheino Medabri, Manoshim Chashuvim, Kirlov V'Shbofen Zeh, nobody would wear their jacket slung over their shoulders if they're talking to important people. Again, the principle here being the way that one would dress in front of important people. Imagine going into your boss and asking for a raise or going into a politician's office. The way you would dress there is certainly the way minimally one should dress inside a shul. The issue footnote number 17 talks about can you wear your work garments when you're davening, so it depends. If people, again, are used to wearing these things outside of their work, for example, a painter is not embarrassed to have on his painting garments, so then he would be able to wear them in davening as well. And likewise on Purim, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down that as long as you don't do anything that is improper, you could even dress up in a costume and daven in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel writes, Mihu, im habeged aruch shechofes haraglaim, if a person is wearing long pants, cover up his feet, or in very hot places, baharotzos hachamin, ma'ot, very hot places, shomdim shom gam kein bifnei gedol miyochet, that people walk around, they're always wearing sandals, they walk around barefooted, like they do in many places in Eretz Yisrael, for example, nowadays. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, ein locho shafilu habegodim ketzarim v'nir haraglaim, that it's not a problem if your pants are somewhat short, and you can see even the feet, because this is normal, and even in front of, people would dress this way. Certainly on many kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael and other places in Eretz Yisrael, this is certainly commonplace and therefore would not present a problem according to this Mishnah Berurah. Finally, the Mechaber concludes in Siv Vav, Derech HaChachomim V'Samideim, it is the practice of the great individuals and sages and the Tamidim, Shlo Yispalu El Kishem Atufim, that they only daven when they're wearing the talis over their heads. And this is in fact the custom by many people that they put their talis over their head to say the Shmoneh Esrei. The Ramah adds over here, Hago be'ezam, in the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unfortunately mad at us, Ish l'chabek yadayim, one should clasp the hands together, b'shas ha'tfilah during the Shmoneh Esrei, ka'avdo kamei mori, like a servant in front of his master, and begging and pleading for mercy. Ube'e shalom, when Baruch Hashem, there is a good time for Klal Yisrael, Yis l'shkatit b'vigodim noyim l'spala, one should go and adorn himself properly, wearing nice clothing, especially to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Halacha Berurah brings down, as I mentioned before, based upon the Mishnah Berurah, that in the Moshavim, Kibbutzim, and Eretz Yisrael, one would l'chatchila even be permitted to daven in shorts. But he points out that they should be very careful to wash their hands before they daven and be careful not to touch their feet while they're davening. Likewise, if people wear short-sleeved garments, they can as well daven in that. Rashoy l'spalo b'kach. However, he does point out that would still be improper for the Shliach Tzibur, as the representative of the Tzibur, to daven in such mechnasayim tzarim in shorts, or wearing a short-sleeved shirt, unless at least the elbows were covered up. The Halacha Berurah also brings down that a sick person can wear his pajamas when he davens, and he adds that every person should consider himself a Talmid Chacham when it comes to davening with a talis over their head for Shmoneh Esrei. He says this humbles a person and brings him to Yirah Shemayim, and he brings down that many suggest doing this for the entire davening, although he does bring down that this is not an absolute obligation, and many do have the custom that they wear their talis not over their head, just over their shoulders. That concludes today's shir.